Hi, Commander Wiz Withers here with Military Leadership Blog. A while back, I had the chance to attend the retirement ceremony of a very good friend of mine. Now, this gentleman spent 26 years as a commissioned officer in the United States Navy, and during his career, he was the commanding officer of two different ships. He served in the Pentagon a couple of times. He was stationed overseas. He did a lot in his career. And just recently, I had a chance to sit down and have dinner with him. It's the first time we've had a chance to chat since his retirement ceremony. And he told me that when September 11th happened back here in the United States, he and his ship were underway, and they got orders to take up a station off the coast of Afghanistan. And then a month later, his ship was one of the first ones to launch an attack on the country of Afghanistan. During what is now known Operation Enduring Freedom. And I was asking about that a little bit. I said, you know, what was it like right as you were leading up to that moment? I mean, here is a guy that, you know, when he gets the word, he has to turn around and tell everybody that's on this very, very powerful warship. He utters those words, commence firing. That's an awesome responsibility. And I was asking about, you know, what was the atmosphere like on the ship when you were doing that? And he goes, you know, Wiz, it was very focused. He said it was businesslike. He said people recognized the seriousness of it, but there wasn't any yelling or screaming, or people weren't scared. He said, you know, they were just focused on the task at hand. And I said, well, what did you do leading up to this? I mean, did you give him any kind of a pep talk, or, I mean, you know, okay, let's go out and go do this, or what did you say? And he said, well, I thought about it a little bit. And he said, there's only two things that I really felt like I needed to remind them, because this is a crew of professionals. He said, there's only two things. He said, one is I reminded them why we were there. And then I told them, or rather I asked them, just go do the job that you know how to do. You know, and when he said those words to me, when he said those words, I said, you know, that almost completely encapsulates leadership success. You know, you tell your people, or you remind your people, the reason why, the purpose, the reason we're here. And then you remind them that they already know what it is they need to do. Now all it is just, let's go do it as a team. Okay? I mean, that almost completely summarizes what leadership is all about. And I just found it so interesting that here's a man that was involved in military conflict, and he still uses the same basic leadership principles that, you know, that have served human beings in any sort of endeavor, business, personal, anything, you name it. Okay? Now, I'm really, really curious if any of you have any comments about this or any kind of feedback. Okay, and so please consider leaving some feedback on the blog. And I look forward to having you join the discussion. So until next time, then, I'm Commander Wiz Withers for Military Leadership Blog. Thanks for listening.